pure presuppositionless observations are a fable in science, and scientists always never start with observations. Usually, they start with a problem to be solved and a set of assumptions. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at redeeming philosophy this week, the philosophy of science.
John, InterVarsity Press's Philosophical Foundations for a Christian Worldview reminds us that science is not a neutral, investigative discipline free from any subjective bias. Every scientist brings their assumptions and their presuppositions to the table. So we need to set the record straight because some think science is pure and untainted by human subjectivity.
Yeah, the truth, though, is every scientist has a structure in place, a method in their mind before they start to do science.
That's right. Scientists make some discoveries by accident, but most of the time a scientist creates a theory to explain observable facts. This theory ought to leave the door open. It's merely an inference to the best explanation. But when a theory has been around for a long time, it can be hard to give up.
Yeah, especially after people have invested a lot of time and talent moving in this direction.
Just think earning degrees to PhDs. You can understand why it's hard to see things differently. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not suggesting scientists are deliberately in denial. It's more like a blind spot, which is why it's not unusual for new people entering the field to make discoveries. It's the benefits of a fresh perspective.
And many in the field for a long time have been blinded to the possibility of any supernatural explanation.
Scientists ought to be open-minded, but supernatural conclusions will just bounce off some people. The true test of honest inquiry will allow us to say, maybe there's a supernatural explanation, maybe there isn't, but let us pursue the truth and follow the evidence wherever it leads.
Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.